Happy Labor Day. Yeah. We just had a good little practice, and we're trying to get them a little acclimated to St. Louis, and then the players will have a day off tomorrow, and then we'll get back to work on Wednesday and keep preparing. So the guys are focused in, and they're working hard.
What stood out to about a couple of the guys we picked up, Marquise and Harris?
Well, North was with both of them, one in San Diego and one in Cleveland. And so he had a good feeling about both of them. You know, we played against Marquise last year a couple times, and he's a good athlete. He's got some position flexibility and runs well. And Harris is a big tackle that has a chance to help us right away.
Like you just needed a little more experience on the line, Harrison. You know, a couple of years anyway.
Yeah, I mean we've got some younger guys. But I've said before, we're always looking, and we had a plan going in that we were going to look real hard at a lot of. I mean, we had an idea who might get released and who wouldn't, and so the scouts did a great job of researching a lot of guys. I mean, we and the coaches too. We came in and looked at a lot of guys. Yesterday before we put the claims in.
How does the safety position set up now that you guys, you know, the roster set and you've got a couple of veterans? Who's looking like the starter there going into the week?
I don't know yet. We'll see how it goes in practice this week.
What was the thinking on letting the three veteran guys making moves on them with Crocker, Sanford, and Coleman? What was the general thinking on, you know, veteran guys?
Well, Chris and I had talked a long, long time ago about his situation and where it was, and so nothing set in gold, and you know I've kind of told him the situation all along. We felt like Shamar was playing better with him, and who's the other one?
Coleman Crocker and then
then safety position, we felt like we had a lot of the same guys. Special teams had the same, you know, had a lot of influence on it. So
What is the plan for Sanford? I mean, obviously he has to miss the whole year, but is there going to be a settlement, anything worked out, or what do you kind of see looking forward to?
I'm only worried about this year and what we're doing now.
What changes now that you're playing for real, in terms of preparation, intensity, the whole gamut?
Well, hopefully not too much the preparation or intensity. I mean, I'm sure it'll pick up some, but we'll start game planning, we'll start figuring out, kind of narrowing things down. When you're in training camp mode, you kind of put a lot of different things in and look at a lot of different things, and then you will narrow some things down we feel like is good against the team we're playing each week, and then we'll go from there. And then obviously the 53-man roster and then the 46 on game day, you know, that changes a little bit.
You look at this roster, do you say I can win with this team?
Yeah, I don't see why not. We've got you know, we've been playing good football. We keep doing smart things. We keep doing the things that have, what we've done in the preseason. We can go out and beat anybody. But we have to go out and do it. And we can't talk about it.
Mike, what do you like about Robert Blanford? And is it helpful that he's a guy who? Blanford. That's a mixture of Jamarca and him, if you can do that kind of cloning. No, what do you like about him, especially the fact that he, you know, he was a corner that's been converted to a safety? How is that advantageous for you? Because I know you talked about that in the spring some, too, about how, you know, it's almost you'd like to play three corners and one safety at that.
Yeah, and he's a smart guy, and that, you know, sometimes when you make the transition from corner to safety, it takes those guys a while. But he's a smart guy, does that, and so you have a little bit more athletic ability usually when you bring a corner in there, but you know, it was unfortunate he got hurt early and we didn't have a chance to get him, seeing him a little bit more. But
is it down to Marcus Sherrills and Josh Robinson for that third corner spot, or have you decided that already?
I've decided.
Who's it going to be?
I've decided.
How about middle linebacker, Mike? Are you still made a determination there yet?
Yeah, I've made a determination there too.
That'll be declared on Sunday.
Yeah.
What did you see from Linville? Did he come back Saturday? And if so, what did you see from him in practice?
Yeah, I practiced yesterday. We had shoulder pads on. Looked good. Athletic. Looked good.
Do
Did you see anything different in his condition or anything before he had the incident and coming back to practice?
No, he's been working real hard, and so I didn't see anything condition-wise. I didn't see anything technique-wise. He looked really good yesterday.
When you got your 53 roster down, did you take a look at it and go, I like this team. I can work with this team.
Well,
this will work.
I've liked this team all along. The cuts were hard, especially in some of the positions, but like I said before, these guys have all worked real, real hard. But the nucleus of guys, the guys we have out here now, you see guys still out there working. They've done everything we've asked them to do. So as long as we continue to play real hard, we play real smart, we're physical. I think the fans are going to like watching this team. I think they're going to like watching the things we do offensively, and hopefully we'll do some good things on defense too.
What have you seen ever since training camp and since you've come here? Where's his growth been and what he's been able to do?
Well, he's really always been the same guy since I've been here. He's come out of his shell a little bit more now. He's a little bit more vocal in some of the things, but as far as his work ethic and the way he prepares and the way he wants to please, I mean, that's been the exact same every single day.
Now that you've been through off-season, preseason, anything that's kind of been eye-opening in your first time as a head coach, anything that's taught you?
Well, obviously there's been some things that I have to think about a little bit more. The first preseason game, I was a little nervous for because, I was doing a lot of different things. And then using the timeouts and the challenges and those things. So, and it's just getting accustomed to do it. As far as the football team, not so much other than the schedule's when we're going to take the team picture and things like that really what time we're going to practice today as opposed to yesterday and the day before. And so, but I think once we get in the routine of the season, things will be a little smoother that way as far as schedules and how much time I spend with the offense, how much time I spend with the defense.
You mentioned nervousness for the first preseason game. Do you foresee any nervousness or butterflies or anything as you approach your first career head coach regular season game?
I was nervous every game as a defensive coordinator, so I'm sure that won't change.
Did you guys raise the expectations at all, you think, with a 4-0 preseason? The way you played, raise expectations for regular season?
No, I don't know about raising expectations, but I think we've gained some confidence in some of the things. I think we've gained confidence in the techniques that we're teaching and maybe the coaches and what we're doing offensively and defensively. But, if our expectations weren't very high to begin with, then we probably wouldn't be a very good team anyway. So, but the players, I think the players believe in what we're doing and the things that we can accomplish if we continue to do the right things. And it's important to me, as I've said 100 times, it's important to me that we have a team that plays real hard, plays real smart, does the right things, don't commit penalties. And those things did show up in the preseason, whether it's just a preseason or not, it did show up, I think.
Did you figure things out in the preseason enough where you feel comfortable making defensive calls in the regular season, or how are you going to work that?
Yeah, I figured it out. Pretty good.
Do you plan on doing some or all?
We'll see.
Are you able to get as much hands-on with players as you would like?
Yeah, it's pretty much. I mean, I'm not afraid to jump in any spot. So if I see something, I'm going to go and, I was coaching some guys today. It's what I do. So I'm pretty hands-on.
What would you say from Rudolph since you've been here? What are your expectations of going into the season about what he's capable of doing?
Well, Kyle's a tremendous young man that is like a lot of our guys, wants to do really, really well, wants to be successful, wants the team to be successful. I don't think we have a lot of I guys. I think we have a lot of team guys, and that's what he is. I expect him to have a heck of a year. He's a good tight end. He you know, I think some of the things that we can do with him opening up the field will help create some space for him, and hopefully it'll create some space for everybody else.
Would you make a big decision during the game? Do you have to think like a head coach instead of a defensive coordinator? I mean, fourth and one, you're probably thinking you can stop them, but now you're the head coach, you've got to make that decision?
Yeah, I mean, it's still all about a mindset about what we're trying to accomplish. You know, I'm going to try to do the best job I can in each of the situations, and, you know, I'm sure that I'll make some mistakes, but we'll hopefully I'll learn from them. You know, I made plenty of mistakes as defensive coordinator, too. And so the more you learn, the more you're in those situations, the more you learn. But, you know, Norv helps me a lot. We talk about a lot of these situations. He's been through all these things quite a bit. And so being able to talk to him on the sidelines and talk to him about, you know, timeouts and, you know, and I remind him of things too. So, we're going to do the best job we can, just like the players.
What do you see from Anton Exum to feel good about keeping him on the 53-man?
Well, he's a young developing player that has some ability. He's improved a lot in special teams, and so we just got to keep getting him better on defense.
With Linval, Lode Holt, and Anthony Barr, you got all those guys back. You feel pretty good about them for this week?
Yeah.
Prater got some work at safety. Is that a long-term situation?
No, he's playing corner and nickel, you know, like he's always played. But, you know, I told you a while back that I might even look at him at some at safety, and he's been playing safety on the scout team. And so I just thought I'd give him some drills there. And, you know, we're just trying to, honestly, we're trying to see what guys can do and how many guys. And, you know, you might need emergency safety. He's got to know what to do when you go in there. So that's no different than teaching other guys on the defensive line to play linebacker. Just, you know.
So you still view him primarily as a corner who has some flexibility to.
Yeah. And, even when I was in Cincinnati, I had a corner that played nickel corner and safety. So he was a defensive back. You know, defensive backs play defensive back. So however we need to use him, and, you know.
Crocker did a little bit of that for you, too, did he not?
Crocker did some. We had, what's his name? Shoot, I can't remember now. We had another guy that did it, too, you know, who was an older vet that was able to do a lot of things. So.
Among your injured, do you see anybody at this point who might not
be able to go? Nate Clemens. Excuse me.
Among your injured, do you see anybody who might not be able to go on Sunday?
Among the guys that are injured.
I don't believe so.
Maddie.
Watts, probably, yeah. Maddie, we're expecting to practice Wednesday.
Okay, Lyme, he's going to be okay with his head.
Yeah, I don't know where he's at yet.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. Thank you.